Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. This is your host, Stephanie Wallace. Tonight's show is Alone in a Room. Are you strong enough to be alone? Well, let me tell you how I came about the title for tonight's show. I was feeling a little salty, a little sad. It was, I was talking to a friend about how the last show went, which, you know, I actually liked the content of the show. However, the calls, you know, I wasn't getting any calls. And so it's like, okay, I'm alone in the room talking to myself. But, you know, and I just, it thought, you know, popped in my head, that's what I'm going to name the next show. And, you know, I set up the show. But, you know, I figured this topic can be approached a couple of different ways. And one of those ways is, you know, are you strong enough to be alone? And by that, I mean, you know, sometimes you have people who, you know, men or women, able-bodied or disabled, it doesn't matter, who cannot stand not being in a relationship or not being attached to someone romantically. And I wonder, you know, I'm not one of those type of people, so I wonder what it is, you know, and this is not passing judgment on anybody, but I wonder what it is, you know, does it come from, you know, maybe you grew up in a, you know, two-parent household, you know, and that's just strictly how you think it should be, or is it a loneliness, you know, whatever it is. I don't know. But I've seen how this leads sometimes to people, you know, just that need to have someone around leads to making a regrettable decision. You know, sometimes you feel that you just want to be with somebody or you have to be with somebody, and you allow people in your space and in your life who don't improve your life, who don't lend to a peaceful situation. Sometimes they're just there. Sometimes you open the door for an opportunist to come into your life. You know, they need or want something from you, and they have nothing to give. So that part, you know, so you have to be comfortable enough being alone so that you can wait for a proper situation, a situation that's good for you, that is going to uplift you, that is going to bring you peace, and it's going to bring you happiness, not just someone. You don't need to be in your own space, in your own home, and just have drama or have, of course, into every life a little drama will fall. You know, we're all going to have a little bit of drama, you know, a few problems or whatever. But to just invite someone into your life that brings you heartache and tension and stress and all of that, that I think everybody's home should be a haven, you know, or even if it can't be your home, maybe your room or something, you know, just a haven, some place where you can go in this world and be peaceful and be stress-free. But when you have someone in your life who shares a space with you, then you have to make sure that that person is going to be positive in your life, you know. So that needing to be, you know, I tell, you know, sometimes I've had this conversation, you know, several times with different people. You know, when you come out of a relationship, give yourself time. Give yourself time to evaluate the relationship, to do a self-check, you know, like a self-evaluation also of yourself. What happened in that relationship? How did you how did you contribute to what didn't go right? You know, how can you, what do you want to do better going forth? You know, and get yourself together first before you jump into a new situation. You know, because if you are not together, sometimes we jump into a new situation, and I've been guilty of this. I was heartbroken. Oh, so, so heartbroken. You know, there's a gentleman who we had gotten very close to marriage, and we just fell apart. And, I was so in love. So in love, I tell you. My heart was so broken that I went on to a next relationship, rebounding. And I was like, I'm going to use my heart, and I'm going to use my head and not my heart. So, because my heart was broken, I didn't think it could take anymore. Didn't think I would ever recover. I was so young, a little so young. And, you know, so I go into this next relationship feeling like all of the, you know, things were in place. Didn't really consider too much that I didn't feel for this person the way you would like to feel for a person getting into a serious relationship. And, you know, I'm going to use my head, and let's just say it didn't work out. It was disastrous, disastrous. It really was. And I'm not going to say regrettable because something came out of it, but it was a disastrous relationship. It was not a peaceful relationship. It took me way out of who I thought I was. I went into some other new person. I don't even know who that monster was. But, you know, it just was not a good relationship. And it was a rebound relationship. It was just using one person, trying to get over another one. And don't do it. I wouldn't advise it. And a lot of times you're doing it and you don't even realize that you're doing it. You make every type, you know, I'll say we, not you. We make every type of excuse for ourselves. You know, oh, no, it's not like that. You know, no, I really like him or I really like her, whatever it is. You find all of these reasons and all of these excuses to do what you kind of deep down know might not be a good idea, or you have people in your life who loved you, who love you, and who have loved you for several years, but now, and who've advised you well over the years, but now when they're trying to advise you on something that you don't want to do, they don't know what they're talking about. They, you don't know now, you know, so, you know, but it's something that we all go through. All of these things that, I talk about, you know, it's very common, and they are common in all walks of life. You know, whether you're able-bodied or disabled, whether you are straight, gay, white, black, it doesn't matter. You know, we all go through the same, you know, the same things. But, sometimes you can, once you've been through something, you stand in a better position to give a little bit of advice. And more than likely, people won't take it, but it's okay. You know, it's good to give it. And that advice would simply be to become comfortable with yourself. Be with yourself. Learn yourself. Know yourself. And understand yourself. Know what you want out of a relationship before you just get into a relationship. Set some type of standards standards for yourself. Set some standards, you know, and I don't mean a checklist of he or she has to be this tall, weigh this much, look this way, have this much, work here, work there, this much education, this much money. I'm not talking about that type of thing. I'm talking about standards and the type of character that you want a person to have. Set goals for yourself so that you will be goal-oriented going into this relationship, and you wouldn't want anything less than a goal-oriented person. And, you know, you can link up with your goals instead of just, whatever. You know, this person having goals, you have none, you just along for the ride, or vice versa. You know, this way you're working towards something, and you're working towards something together. And it also lets you gauge on whether you're getting anywhere or not. You know, if you're working towards something, if you know, I want to walk. Okay, my goal is to walk three miles every day towards California or whatever. And you see, with this goal in mind, right? You meet somebody. They may be nice. They may look lovely. You know, whatever. But their goal is to walk 3 miles every day towards Canada. You know you're not going in the same directions. You're not going in the same directions. And right there, you already have a conflict starting off. You know, but if you meet somebody who also wants to go to California, maybe they want to go to Nevada. Maybe, you know, y'all could compromise along the way or whatever. They want to go to Oregon or something, going in the same direction. You know, along the way, maybe you can compromise, you know, see what we're going to, you know, what we're going to do. But you have some goals set. You have something set. You know what direction you want to go. You know what you want to do. And therefore, you don't want anything to distract you or detract you from your goals, so you don't just hook up with anybody. You understand? Just for the sake of having somebody there. That's... If you've ever done it before, then you understand exactly what I'm talking about. Just for the sake of having somebody there, shish, you can have headache. You know, you can have, you know, somebody who is just weight, who is just weight and work. So, you know, be careful in what you, you know, in what you choose. Be careful in, you know, it feels sometimes being alone feels like it's going to be forever, you know, whatever. And we rush in to a situation. But nothing is forever. Nothing is forever. So be careful out there. Time, make, you know, make wise decisions. Make wise decisions. And, but before you get involved with somebody, have something going on for yourself first. Have your goals set. Have your standards set. You know, like you might not want anybody rolling up in your crib and just staying with you. Oh, I'm going to stay with you because you got. Because a lot of times you got a situation where, you know, I was just talking to somebody earlier today, and we were talking about, you know, a young lady who got involved with a gentleman, and this gentleman, she can't get him out of her house now. You know, and it's like, you know, we're talking, and I felt so bad for the young lady because, you know, she's in a situation where she, you know, she's dating this guy, he moved into her house or whatever, and now he's so disrespectful in her house, you know, talking to other women on the phone, you know, and all stuff like that. But and he's physically intimidating to her, you know, so she can't just force him out. She doesn't really have anybody to have her back, really, who could come over. You know, sometimes you got an uncle or a brother or a father or something who could come over and tighten up the situation. You know what I mean? But she doesn't have that. You know, because I'm like, well, make the situation uncomfortable for him. You know, invite your family and your friends over all the time. you know, she's like, he won't do anything, but, you know, go in the room, lock the door or whatever, and then later on he'll take it out on him when everybody leaves. You know, but it's one of those situations, you know, she, you know, she's the type of person who, you know, she kind of feels like she needs to have somebody in her life, somebody there, you know, and this is where, you know, you end up. And it's like, how do you get this person out of your life? Like, she can't even go to the police, you know, because he lives there now. He resides there. He's been there for more than 30 days. So it's not like, you know, get this person out of my house, you know, whatever. He lives there. You know, her solution was she was going to wait until he hits her again. And then she's going to call the police and get a restraining order. I'm like, what? What kind of solution is that? To wait till somebody hits you again? I mean, first of all, the fact that he hit her in the first place. But you're going to wait until somebody hits you again. So then you, that is just, you know, but that's what I'm saying. You gotta value yourself. You know, put the value yourself. And I wonder, you know, there were a lot of things that I've had to learn over the years. I've had to learn because my life was going in a direction that I didn't like. I was constantly feeling depressed. I mean, I've been, you know, on medication for depression and all this kind of stuff. And it was simply because there were things going on in my life that I didn't want to go on in my life. And I was just letting it go on in my life. You know, and so it took me to understand for myself and to learn that this is my life, my one and only. And I call the shots here. I call the shots in this life. I choose who is in my life. I choose who's going to be around me and who I'm going to be around. You know, I was telling my sister, I said, you know, I noticed I don't have the type of problems I used to have. I don't have people around me who I don't want around me. It's that simple. I'm not mean. I'm not nasty or anything like that. I just don't engage people who I don't want around me. If I feel, I mean, I could be cordial to somebody who I don't want around me. I can see you. I can say, hey, how you doing? How are you? I can even have small talk with you. But it's not going any further than that. It is not going any further than that. Because if I get a vibe from you that you are going to be, excuse me, a negative, I apologize, that you are going to be a negative presence in my life, drama, or, you know, you constantly with negative talk, talking about other people or whatever, I don't, there's no space for you in my life. You know, there was a gentleman who I met. And, you know, we had conversations, you know, just conversation. Hey, how you doing? You know, whatever, I just met you. And by the end of, oh, I'm so sorry. One of the things I noticed is, you know, throughout that day, anytime he saw me talking to anybody else, he would come and just, like, be right there. And, I peeped that, and I was like, okay, you know, seemed kind of strange. I found it to be a very aggressive action, you know. But, again, this is my first time, my first day meeting this person. And, you know, I felt like in that time also, you know, in this first day, I felt like this person lied to me. You know, and just in his conversation, you know, he had said something. And it dawned on me, you know, we're around the same age. You know, he's younger than me, so it's not possible that this event happened when he said it happened because he would have been too young. Whatever, neither here nor there. But, you know, that whole aggressive nature that he had, it was very off-putting. And so the last time I saw this guy, you know, and I've seen him a couple of times since then. Hey, how you doing? Small talk, but no real engaging conversation, because I was uncomfortable with his aggressive nature in the beginning, and also that the lie, because you just met me. What do you need to lie to me for? So the last time I'm talking to him, I'm in my scooter talking, you know, to a friend of mine. This time the friend I was talking to was a gentleman. And he hit the guy with his scooter. I mean, he hit my friend. I'm talking to my friend in his wheelchair. And here comes the guy up, and he hit the wheelchair. And then he's like, oh, you know, I'm sorry, whatever. And then went away. Now, here's what got me. You know, the only reason why I could see you possibly even hitting his wheelchair by mistake is if you were trying to get by. But you went back and you didn't even go past. You didn't go past. You didn't go around the other way or anything. You just went back the other way. And I just thought that was so strange. It's aggressive, and it's just aggressive, you know. And, you know, he did express that, you know, he was interested, because by the end of the first evening that I had met him, you know, he had expressed that he was interested, you know. But I told him, you know, it's no go, you know, I'm already talking to somebody. And, you know, he would text me, you know, hey, how you doing, blah, 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 blah. And I would give him a little conversation, but then it's just, stop. I'm not even going to answer the text. I mean, he wasn't out of hand to anything, but I just really knew that this was somebody I didn't want in my life or to have to deal with, so cut it off. Now, in the past, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have taken my right to not have this person in my life. I probably would have let something play out, because I didn't feel the strength to do that. You know, and taking permission, taking your own permission, giving your own self permission to make changes in your life, or to take your life in the direction that you want it to go, and to not just let things happen in your life. That you really have to give yourself permission. You really have to realize that, you know, as long as you allow other people in your life, and it might not, you know, people may not have negative intentions, malicious intentions. It's just that people are, you know, every man is truly out for himself. You're trying to do what you need in your life. You're trying to do what's best in your life. Sometimes we get caught up in doing for others, you know, which is a good thing. Nothing wrong with that at all. But sometimes we allow it to go too far. We allow our, you know, wanting to do for others, or allowing people to take advantage of us, or whatever it is, we let it go too far. And whether that be with a significant other, a parent, a child, or sibling, whatever the relationship is, you're in business, you know, whatever. Sometimes we allow people to go too far, and we forget that we have, you know, the power and permission to guide our own lives, to say, no, I don't like this. I don't approve this. I don't want this. This is not where I want to go or where I want to be. And step away. You know, we have to do that sometimes. Sometimes we're afraid of what other people are going to think. Sometimes I am in a situation, and up to the minute, I'm saying to myself, am I going to say it? Am I going to say it? Am I going to say it? Am I going to do it? Am I going to say it? Until I finally, you know, say or do what it is. Excuse me. You know, but that permission thing. You know, I had a situation recently where, you know, I had somebody working for me, And, you know, it didn't turn out, the situation didn't turn out right. The person didn't do anything wrong, but it wasn't a good working situation for us. And I had to let that person go. And I didn't know how to approach the situation. You know, I didn't know how. It was like, how do I say it? When do I say it? What do, you know? And I would see that person, and I knew I wanted to say, you know, something. I knew what, you know, how do you do this? Until I finally just had to just say it. I just did it. And a lot of times, it's not as bad as you think it's going to be. And I said it, and I did it. And guess what? That person went through a period where they didn't speak to me for a while. And the relationship is still not the same, but it's okay. Because I did what I had to do for me. I did what I had to do for me. Wish it turned out better for us. But, whatever. You know, I'm not unhappy. You know, and the situation worked out better for me. Don't mean anybody else any harm, but I got to do what's best for me because nobody else was, you know, and so that, and that has to be in all your situations. You have to do what is best for you. Yes, you can have regard for other people, but it's okay to put yourself first. It is, and I don't mean be selfish. I just mean put yourself first sometimes. Look out for yourself, and then you can extend yourself to other people, but you have to be okay. You know, you have to be okay. So with that, I'm going to say good night and thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. And this, you know, I don't know how the show is going to change, but I'm hanging in there. I am hanging in there. You know, sometimes I get one or two callers. I looked at the stats. I got a few live listeners. The show that got the most listens had 15 live listeners, I believe. So some people are listening, but they're not calling in. They're listening online. Some people are. And some shows, it's just me alone in a room. But that's okay because this is something that is therapeutic for me. You know, it's something I wanted to do for you guys, but I'm not thinking that this is something that is needed or wanted right now. You know, I'm going to give myself some more time with the love and intimacy for the disabled. There's a couple of big events coming up in which I can promote this show. And so, you know, I'm going to be doing that. And see how that works out, see if I can get some more listeners that way. I had some guests I wanted to bring, but I don't want to bring them to an empty room, you know, with nobody to call in or and nobody to talk to. So we're going to see how this plays out. I'm going to be here, you know. I'm going to be talking and you know, however it goes, it goes. So good night, and I will see you back here next Monday. And have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Bye-bye.